Now stay tuned for the Sunday morning wake-up call on 94.7 WPVC LP Charlottesville. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Now here's your host, Rick Moore.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Christmas show. It's my favorite of the year. Santa's here somewhere. We'll get him in a minute. He brought his number one elf, Sparkle. Sparkle's here. Sparkle, are you going to go get Santa? Santa in just a second. We're going to make a call. We'll make a call early. And then if you're interested in having Santa make calls to any of your kids, 434-284-9470. We've got a whole list of kids lined up, but we might have room for one or two more. We're going to read The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. That's the best. All right, we got Santa. All right.
Sparkle the Elf.
And Santa, we're trying to reach Hannah and Hayden. Are they there?
Oh, my goodness. Hold on just 1 minute.
Ooh, Sparkle. Isn't this fun?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Ooh, I love this. We're calling Hannah and Hayden.
Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas. Do you know who this is?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Is this Hannah and Hayden?
Yes.
Yes.
We're calling to check on you. I have my number one elf, Sparkle, with me.
Hi.
Sparkle.
Oh, hi, Sparkle.
Hi, Sparkle.
Hello.
We're calling to check. We're checking our list. I have many things down here for you, but I can't bring everything. What can we bring for you? Do you have some special gifts that we can put in?
I can't hear you.
Can we put some special things in the sleigh? How about a guinea pig activity ball?
I can't wait for you.
just one more week. A guinea pig activity ball.
Are you there?
Yes. A guinea pig activity ball for Hannah. And for Hayden, some ice hockey cards. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Oh, bye-bye!
Bye!
So we'll be making some calls. Santa will be calling during the hour. Sparkle's here to help. 11:07 here on WPVC 94.7. You can call us up, 434-284-9470. We can put you on the list, too. Landlines are always better than cell phones, boys and girls. Doesn't matter what the modern world says. You can always get through a little better. Always get through a little better on a landline. Next up, while we take some calls, we're going to read The Grinch. How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. Everyone's familiar with that. No money made, no profit here. Just a little family. Family fun here in Charlottesville and Central Virginia. Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right, it could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. He stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown. At the warm, lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and nizzle pinks and wands. Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo picks, then run out and get some more. Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz, oh fuzz, and lift their bloops and buzz, oh buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof and flat. Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of bafflers and 3 miles of snappers too. Hang dang donglers on the bathtub, trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in Whoville and to every blessed room, Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim me, trim you. Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle pinks. And trim up the tree with fizzle pinks and bugs.
And they're hanging their stockings,
he snarled with a sneer.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming.
For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys. And then, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all, every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand close in hand and the Whos would start singing. They'd sing and they'd sing and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought,
I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how?
Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
I know just what to do.
The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked.
What a great Grinchy trick! With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer.
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said,
if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead.
So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said,
giddy up!
And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a-snooze in their town. All the windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. Then he came to the first little house on the square.
This is stop number one,
the old Grinchy Claus hissed. and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney. A rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little hoo stockings all hung in a row.
"These stockings," he grinned, "are the first things to go."
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. And then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
"You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile."
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee.
"And now," grinned the Grinch, "I will stuff up the tree."
And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. When he turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and she said,
"Santa Claus, why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?"
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick.
"Why, my sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side, so I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here."
And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he gave her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went to the chimney himself. The old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire, and the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other whose houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other whose mouses.
"You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was quarter past dawn. All the Who's still abed. All the Who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. Poo-poo to the Who's! He was grinchishly humming.
They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do, their mouths. We'll hang open a moment or two, then the Who's down at Whoville will all cry boo-hoo. That's a noise,
grinned the Grinch,
that I simply must hear.
So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad, why? The sound sounded merry, but it couldn't be so. But it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes, then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came, somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons, it came without tags, it came without packages, boxes or bags.
And he puzzled 3 hours, though his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas,
he thought,
does it come from a store? Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
Welcome Christmas.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And miniature minute, his heart didn't feel quite so tight. He whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. Music by many people. thanks to the music album produced by Jesse K. is digitally remastered by Suha Gur at Polygram, produced by Chuck Jones and Ed Geisel. Please, let's remember, no profit made by this here at WPVC. Just some fun on the Sunday before Christmas. Santa back now? Can we have Santa back?
Bow. Oh, there he is.
Can we make another call? WPVC. Santa, you ready?
Oh, I'm always ready for the children. Rick, I'm not sure you're ready most Sundays. But I'll still keep you on the nice list. Saturday night.
Okay.
So, what can we get for you?
I want a gingerbread house Lego set and a hoverboard.
A hoverboard? Oh my goodness. The elves.
I like a hoverboard in all the Divergent movies.
Oh my. The elves play with the hoverboards around here, and they are dangerous. Dangerous. Do you promise to be safe if we leave you the hoverboard?
Yes.
Sparkle, can we leave some hoverboards?
I think for these two we can.
Okay. Hoverboards it is for Dominic and Destiny.
Okay.
Oh, my. You know what? I need some cookies when we get to your house, though.
Okay.
Can we do that?
We need some carrots for the reindeer, too.
Oh, definitely. Sparkle's in charge of that. He has to feed the reindeer. I have to feed myself. Oh, my. No one ever thinks about me. Oh, my. But you still have another week to be good.
Yeah.
That list, that nice list, stays all the way up until we get there.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Those kids sounded like they were having fun.
Yeah, I like Dominic and Destiny.
Ooh. Santa, don't wear yourself out. This is Sunday Morning Wake Up Call on WPVC, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. Rick Moore, blessed to be with Sparkle and Santa on the Sunday before Christmas. We still have a handful of calls left. It is 11:32. Our producer in here calling some folks up. Sparkle, what I want to know what goes on the other 300 and let's say the last week is busy. I know that you are packing the sleigh. December is a crazy month. What goes on the other 11 months of the year up there?
Well, for most of the months, we're watching to make sure all the kids are being on the good list, not the naughty list.
Yeah. But, you know, what do the elves do in June and July?
A lot of us sometimes go on a spring vacation, but other times we just make sure we play with all the reindeers a lot, actually.
Yeah?
Rudolph was probably one of my favorites.
Why is that?
His nose?
Yeah. Do you travel to other states, or do you just have the North Pole is just your thing?
It's kind of hard to travel, because when people see a ton of elves and a Santa Claus going around, it draws a lot of attention. We try to stay in the North Pole a lot, but sometimes we travel down a little bit.
Well, I'm very thankful that you guys come down to be on the wake-up call the Sunday before Christmas for many years now.
Yeah, this is one of our favorite trips.
Well, and I'm very thankful for that. Dan, are we ready for our next call? Santa, are you ready? Yeah, okay. By the way, in case you didn't know, we're Charlie Brown Christmas in the background. How much better can you get than that?
Hello?
We're trying to reach Benjamin!
Oh, he's right here. Who is this?
Well, it's Santa and
Sparkle, his number one elf.
Oh, excellent. I'll get him for you.
It's Santa. Grab the phone.
Hello.
Hi, Santa.
Yeah, here he is. Hello, Benjamin. We're calling to check up on you. How are you?
Great.
Great. That's what we like at Christmas. Everybody should be great. I need to check the list.
Yes, everybody should be great.
Everybody should be great. What can we put on the list for you?
Well, I would like the Heatwave Fireboat.
Ooh, that's good.
I would like the Heatwave Fireboat to just make sure you heard me.
Yes.
That's why I said it again.
Yes, no, that's good. What else?
The spy kit.
Spy kit. How about some Zoobs? That's a big thing.
Ooh, classic Zoobs.
Yes.
Classic Zoobs, of course.
Of course. Some classic Zoobs. Sparkle, can you put down some classic Zoobs?
I already have.
Oh, excellent. Don't forget those other things, too.
I will not forget.
And you know, Benjamin, when we're traveling to your area, when we get down, because we have a lot of space to cover, you know, it's a big night. I heard that you talking about making gingerbread men for Christmas Eve. Is that true? Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Oh, are you going to save some for, you're going to save some for me?
Yes, I will.
Oh, that's awesome. Wonderful. I'm a big fan. One more thing. What else?
It would be pattern blocks.
Oh.
Pattern blocks for Christmas. That's another thing.
Oh, that's a possibility. You must think that you have been excellent, excellent this year. Have you been excellent this year?
Yes, I have.
Oh, well, you continue to be excellent for this next week, too, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Your mom and dad have been excellent for you, so you be excellent for them.
Okay.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Benjamin. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Santa.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Santa, Sparkle, take a quick, brief break. Sparkle, do elves smoke? No? Okay, good. So, because we're not taking a big enough break for a smoke break. We're just going to give a quick notice. Sorry if I left my microphone on for that cough. My apologies to all the elves that were listening to Sparkle. Sparkle, how many elves? Can elves get jealous?
Elves don't really get jealous. It happens rarely because we all like each other a lot and we get the same things a lot. And it's kind of rude to be jealous and mean to people just because they have something.
But how long have you been around? I mean, I don't know the elf span. The lifespan of elves, are you there for, you know, 20 years, hundreds of years? How long have you been to get to be Santa's number one elf?
I've been there almost as long as Santa has.
Really?
I've been there for almost every Christmas.
So what did you do to get to be the number one elf?
Well,
or does that rotate?
I was very persistent. I kept going, and I kept making sure every kids were smiling.
That is how you get to be the number one elf. Yeah, no wonder. No wonder you get to be the number one elf. Santa's back there shaking his head. That's, yeah. And obviously, that's how you get to be the number one elf. This is WPVC 94.7, Progressive Voice of Charlottesville. No, I don't think it matters whether you're the progressive voice or not for Santa. Although we know that he visited here. That tells you where Santa's leaning. Is Santa bringing anything to our president-elect?
Yet. Santa doesn't talk about that a lot.
No. Don't you have a younger... how many elves are there?
Honestly, I don't really know. I work with a lot of them, but there's more that I can't even count. There's probably over 150, at least the ones I know.
I think on this one, this next call, we're leaving a message. I've asked Santa to make this call because we are doing that for a family member. I know they're not home because they're in church.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Reverend Tyler R. Daniels.
Messages for the Daniels family, but especially for Miriam and Esther. Merry Christmas! Santa and his number one elf,
Sparkle,
calling to say hello and Merry Christmas. Just one more week until Christmas Day. We'll be there Saturday night. Just wanted to say hello. We're thinking about you and what kind of gifts to bring. Want to remind you to be good girls. Your parents love you very much. And they've been good to you, so remember to be good to them. So, Merry Christmas from Santa and Mrs. Claus and all the elves at the North Pole. Bye-bye. Thank you, Santa. Hopefully family will appreciate that. It's tougher when there's nobody to talk to on the other end, isn't it, Sparkle?
Yeah, I'm used to having a ton of elves to talk to.
I know, and do you go to with Santa to any place, you know, when the kids line up to see him? I mean, I know that you have a lot of different representatives, but some of those places it's the real Santa. Do you ever do any of that?
Sometimes Santa wants us to be, he wants to be by himself, but sometimes he wants more elves to make it even more magical.
I don't know. I don't know that I could do that. 11:45 here on the wake-up call. We've got a few folks left on the list, but we have these lined up ahead of time, and, you know, people have to be home. So our producer, Dan, is checking in to make sure that folks who give you their name and number for you to call Santa are actually home when they say they will be. This is a Charlie Brown Christmas, the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Playing in the background. Number five, Christmas Time Is Here, is what's on now. Any specific favorite toys this year or sort of all-time favorites?
My favorite toy this year is the Hatchimal, but probably my favorite toy That was probably one. It was probably a Furby.
A Furby. I'm not even sure I know what that was.
It was a toy that talked to you.
How does that work around the North Pole? I mean, I would think that there's already a lot of noise.
You kind of had to do it when you were by yourself. And you could only really talk to the Furby when you were by yourself. Because if you were with other people, they'd be really confused about who was talking to them. But it recognized Santa's voice.
All right, we got another call coming for you, Santa. ...11:48 here on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Merry Christmas! I'm calling for Hannah and Joseph.
Hello.
Merry Christmas. Santa and my number one elf, Sparkle, calling to Stark.
Hi, Hannah and Joseph.
Hello.
We're calling to check up and check that list. We have some things that we're thinking about putting in your stocking.
Okay.
And what is it?
Blanket.
So what would we put in there? I know that in your house we only put goodies in your stocking.
Tell them that's right.
That's right.
So what should we bring this year?
Good.
What do you want Santa to put in your stocking?
Chocolate.
Say it.
Chocolate. A pack of mint peppermint.
Some peppermint.
And chocolate.
And chocolate. Ooh, you must think that I don't eat all the chocolate before I get to your house. Oh, my. Usually I must. Oh, the folks who get chocolate, we do their house first. Oh, I'll see if I can save some for your house. How about some? Oh, my. Sparkle. What, do you have some ideas for the stocking?
Maybe some new outfits from Build-A-Bear.
Ooh. What do you think?
Outfits from Build-A-Bear.
Outfits from Build-A-Bear.
Oh.
Hot Wheels car.
Is that a good idea?
Outfits from Build-A-Bear.
Yes.
Ooh, would that be a good idea?
Yes.
Ooh.
I have a kind of Build-A-Bears.
Ooh. I like that idea. Is that a good idea?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, I'm putting that on the list. I'll put chocolate down, too. Ooh. Oh. And peppermint. Okay. Anna and Joseph, I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.
Yep,
thanks.
You too. Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye. Take care.
Oh, Sparkle. How much chocolate? How much chocolate do you guys go through?
Some of the elves don't eat chocolate.
What?
But I don't understand that, because I love chocolate.
How do the elves stay so small?
I don't know, actually. Some people are really, really tall in the world, but we're short.
Is there some metabolism thing?
I don't know. Probably. Santa doesn't really like to tell us.
Yeah, obviously he has a metabolism. Oh, there he is. Sorry. All right, 11:53 on the wake-up call. We got a couple calls left. Some folks who aren't answering. I know one here who asked us to call late. So we're doing that now. And then we've got two on here that asked us to call but aren't answering. Dan, so we got this late one here for Santa. Is this Amelia?
A Santa.
Oh.
Say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Amelia. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hi, it's Santa.
Oh, I have my number one elf with me. Can you say hi to Sparkle?
Oh.
Say hi, Sparkle.
Hi, Sparkle.
Hi, Amelia.
We're calling to say hi. We want to check on you.
Oh.
What?
Hi, Santa.
What should we leave under your tree?
Thank you.
What do you want under your tree? What presents do you want from Santa?
I already on the train, and if it's out and on the hammer and my own cherry balls and my own.
Say that again,
baby
slower.
Sled.
Yeah, your own. You want your own hammer?
And my own baby sled.
Your own baby sled.
Huh? Ooh my! I heard a yo-yo and a train and a guitar and a hammer and a baby sled.
Huh?
Wow, you must have been a very good girl this year.
Tell me to make cookies for him.
I'm going to make cookies for
you. Oh, my goodness. I love cookies.
I'm going to make cookies for you.
Oh, delicious.
I'm going to
melt
you.
Oh, yum. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my. Thank you so much, Amelia.
You're welcome.
Can I leave you a guitar under the tree?
Yes, please.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Amelia. You be good the rest of the week, okay?
Okay.
Santa loves you very much.
Yes, you do.
And your mother loves you very much.
Mm.
Okay?
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Amelia. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
57 here on the Wake Up Call, 94.7 WPVC. We're going to try two of these calls. Nobody answered. We're going to try again real quick and see if somebody answers. Elf Sparkle, I want to know the busiest night of the year for any business that there possibly is. What do you do the day after?
What we normally do is we make sure everybody got what they wanted so that we didn't forget anybody. Just so we know what to do next year. Sometimes we'll even get in the hot tub.
That must be the craziest hot tub party that anybody can ever imagine.
It's a really big hot tub. And when Santa comes in, all the water goes out of it.
I gotta say, when Santa comes in, I know it's easy to make fun of Santa. He's been on his phone most of the whole time. He's got a lot going on and a lot to do. But he's kind enough to pop in and out of here. Looks like we're going to try one last call here.
Hi, you have reached the Williford, and we'll get back with you as soon as we can. Thanks.
Merry Christmas. Santa Claus calling to wish a Merry Christmas to Casey and Corey. Just wanted to let you know that my number one elf, Sparkle.
Hi, I'm Sparkle, Santa's number one elf.
Just calling to remind you that there's still a week to go. Be good. We're keeping an eye on everybody and getting word on their favorite toys and gifts for their list. So be good and have fun. We'll be there on Christmas Eve. Ho, ho, ho. Bye-bye. Everybody, Santa's got to get out of here. Sparkle's got to get out of here. Sparkle, thank you so much for coming.
Welcome. I've missed the hot tub, but it's nice to have a change of pace.
Well, you'll have the hot tub in a week. Santa, thank you. My pleasure. I love coming here. And we love having you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, everyone. Next week, we'll have a pre-recorded show. Professor, UVA Professor Roy Wagner from the Anthropology Department. Christmas and other holidays around the world. We'll be back on New Year's Day. Thank you very much.
This has been the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The Wake Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Production assistance and engineering from Sean McCord and Mike Friend. Be sure to join Rick next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for the Wake Up Call, only on WPVC LP Charlottesville.